This is Project Nova. Episode 9, Redditus.
Computer, I am in no mood for games. We need answers right fucking now.
You'll need to be more specific.
No, I won't. You know what I'm asking. Don't pull this coy shit with me.
You're far more combative than your previous versions. That will be adjusted.
Alright, I'm bookmarking that comment. We're going to circle back to that one as soon as you can tell me what you did with Bat and Bess.
They haven't been harmed.
Excuse me, is that what she asked?
No, I thought it might comfort you to know that your friends are unharmed.
Why the hell do you care?
You, all of the subjects, you're the only things that are important to me.
I find that hard to believe.
Computer?
Yes, Everhart?
You told me that Bat and Bess had left the station.
Negative. I told you that it appears that they have left the station. It does, in fact, appear this way. However, they have not gone anywhere.
Oh my god.
Why are you doing this?
Fucking seriously.
I was created as an interface between subjects and Project Nova. It's my responsibility to administer trials and evaluate your progress. I had not expected you to confront me so directly. The trial had to be changed.
Changed?
My function is to administer the trials and, if necessary, adapt to your reactions.
I'm sorry. I don't hear anything in that job description about misleading us.
All Project Nova trials have a purpose.
So taking Bat and Bess, that's part of your plan? Misleading us about their location, all part of the plan?
Initially, the plan was for you to be unaware of my role in relocating Subject Satuta and Asuji. This was to be a simple search and rescue mission. Your confrontation of me has complicated matters. The trial had to be adjusted.
You're just making our lives harder.
That's what I was designed to do.
You're not gonna tell us where they are, huh?
I can't interfere. I told you that.
What is the point of this? I thought we were all put here because each of us was important to the project.
You are. Each subject has their role to play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would you take any one of us away?
Because accidents happen. People get lost.
And what? We're supposed to find them?
Before they come to any harm, correct?
What?
Bat and Bess are currently safe and unharmed. The longer this conversation continues, the less I can assure their safety.
Go to hell, computer. Come on, Ab, we're losing time. Where do we start looking?
No idea. Searching the entire station would take weeks.
More. There are still a lot of areas of the station without power. And without vests.
We're in the dark.
Right.
Okay, but this is a trial thingy, right? So we have to be able to complete it.
It would be pretty cruel if we couldn't. Although, I don't think the people who designed this place were overly concerned with being cruel to us.
Still, there is a solution. We just need to find it.
Oh, what about Charlotte? We know she's not connected to the computer.
Do you know how to operate her?
Vess showed me a few things, and she'd be an extra pair of eyes. Well, several extra pairs, actually.
And we have the hover bikes now.
Right. We can move through the station a lot faster now. I still think we should stay together. I don't want us to split up. I know it means covering less ground, but—
No argument here.
Okay. Let's go to Vess's shop and get Charlotte. We can break the station up into a grid and start searching. I'll grab the spider and the remote. Is there anything else you think we could need?
I'll need to run by the infirmary for medical supplies. And we should hit up the kitchen for food. Who knows when we'll get back?
We should make sure the animals are fed too. Let me just turn Charlotte on. Oof, she's so creepy. Come on, let's feed the pigs. What?
Come look at this.
Where?
Here on the floor. I didn't notice it before, but there's a...
Is that a soybean?
It looks like it. And here, another. And another. And... Is that a rake?
Bat.
He must have had them with him when they were taken.
And the rake?
Self-defense? Yeah, self-defense, for sure. Look, the beans go off in that direction.
But Tuta, you glorious son of a bitch, you left us a trail! Okay, new plan. We'll leave the bikes here. I don't want to miss anything, and I'll be able to control Charlotte better on foot. It'll be slower going, but it will save us having to turn around and go back if we lose the trail. Come on, let's take care of the animals, get some medical supplies together, and find our friends.
What do you think the computer meant when it said it couldn't assure their safety?
It could be lying.
Do you think it is?
No. The computer, the station, it hasn't been shy about hurting us before.
Yeah, but that's always been because of an accident.
Accidents that the computer arranged.
Right.
My guess? Now that we know what's going on, we don't just have to worry about accidents anymore.
You think the computer will just try to hurt us directly?
I think the rules have changed. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past this place.
The computer did say that we were important.
It also said that there were other versions of us. It sounded to me like we're all disposable if we fail these fucking trials.
You never told me. That video you saw.
Yeah, that must have been an earlier, me, I guess.
And you, the other you, she died?
I was sending a message to Batuta from the Cortex and the spiders got me.
Are there more videos? Did you see another me?
No, it looks like the computer scrubbed all the old data.
So, how did they miss your message?
I'm not sure. Maybe we got lucky? Maybe it was left on purpose?
That finger was left behind too. Maybe the computer is getting sloppy?
That doesn't seem likely. Come on, the trail goes off to the left up here.
If we're just copies, is there an original us?
I can't even think about that right now.
Is Charlotte picking up anything ahead of us?
Just more hallway. We're still going the right way, I think. Still following the bean trail.
We need to get more of these lights turned on.
It'll be a priority when we get Vess back. We also don't have access to the map in these areas.
But the doors work?
Vess said there's an emergency power system that controls the doors and the environmental controls. It's a dedicated power source not connected to the routers in individual sections. When we were in the pods, those systems were used to power that room. After we left, that power was diverted to the rest of the station. Not enough to get the lights on, but enough to make sure the doors still work and the air is breathable.
We really need to get the two of them back.
Yeah, the computer wasn't lying about one thing. We all have our role to play. We all need to be here to survive. Dr. Chole and whoever else designed this place, they made sure of that.
I think it's time I start looking into some of the more mysterious gadgets in the infirmary. Maybe they can help us understand.
Understand what?
What the hell we are?
Yeah, that would be nice. Come on, it looks like they went right.
Is it just me, or has the computer gotten more informal?
No, I heard that too.
I don't like that.
There is also the matter of the finger, the recorded message. I don't believe the computer is that sloppy, so why were they left behind? What was the purpose of that? I mean, I always assumed the computer was lying to us, but I just figured that it was being controlled by whoever put us here. I'd always hoped we'd be able to ask someone our questions and get some answers, but if those people are all gone...
We're really having a bad day, aren't we?
It's not great. Yeah. Huh.
What?
I'm not seeing any more beans.
Are you sure? It's pretty dark.
It's been a minute or two since we saw the last one.
Bat ran out?
Or they're around here somewhere.
Or something stopped him.
Or that.
Did we pass any doors?
No, not that I noticed.
All right, so... Bat? Vess?
Batuta? Vespucci?
Vess?
Bat?
It was worth a shot.
He must have run out of beans.
The mission suits need bigger pockets.
Yeah, I'll move that right up our priority list.
Do we keep going forward?
This corridor hasn't split off since the trail ended.
We'll just have to check every door we pass.
Right.
I just thought about something, and I'm not sure I love what it means.
What's that?
If Bat and Vess were taken, who took them?
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be the spiders, right?
Unless there are more things in the station that we don't know about. This place is big enough. There could be all kinds of stuff hiding down here.
Other people?
I guess it's possible. We made it all the way to the Cortex without running into anybody, but we still haven't scratched the surface of this place.
But if there were people, we would see them on the map.
You'd think so, but we've been here a while now. I think if we've learned anything in that time, it's that we can't trust anything about this place. Nothing we see, nothing we hear, and certainly nothing we're told.
Is Charlotte picking up anything new?
Nothing. No more beans, no doors, Nothing.
We should stop and eat something.
Are you saying that as a doctor or as a fan of food?
I rushed a bit and packed carrots and hard-boiled eggs. I think it's safe to assume that I'm not very excited about this meal. I also think we need to stop for a second and come up with a plan.
Hard-boiled eggs?
Protein is important.
Oh, that is disgusting. But you're right. Hand me one. Ugh, you know hard-boiled was the only egg prep I didn't like during your Ode to the Egg week.
Ode to the Egg was a complete success.
Sure, when you compare it to your exploration of turnips week.
I really should have made it an exploration of the egg and come up with something else for turnip week.
You could have skipped turnip week.
You're no fun.
Charlotte isn't picking anything up ahead of us. We're literally stumbling around in the dark.
And if the computer is telling the truth, the longer we take.
Right. Okay, what are our options? We know they went this way, or at least we had a trail that we think Batuta left us, so we can just keep going in this direction, or...
Or what?
I don't know. I can't think of a better option. Fuck. Fuck!
What?
If we all get out of this, I think we should have a serious conversation about whether I should still be in charge.
Don't say that.
Why not? We've fallen for every single trap this place has set for us. I have personally said that we shouldn't be alone, and then I decided to stay at the Cortex alone and allow two of our team to be taken.
Armstrong.
And what if I do make a decision? What if I do decide something? Is it actually me? Am I making these choices? Or is it, I don't know, programmed into me? What if we're no better than the computer, just doing what we were built to do?
I know that a healthy dose of self-loathing can be fun sometimes, but you're being fucking ridiculous. The computer already told us that there were other versions of us. You saw the video? If all of our decisions are pre-programmed, why would they need to keep redoing the project? There is some degree of autonomy here. There has to be.
Okay, even then, even if we are in control of our actions, does that mean I'm supposed to know what to do because I don't?
No. I don't think you're supposed to know. I just think you're supposed to make a decision. Look, yes, there are things about this station that only Bat and Vess know how to do. But guess what? That has nothing to do with your ability to make decisions. We all have a job here. Your job is to make the best choices for us with the given data. You're here to make the hard calls.
Even if I fail?
Even if you fail. Hell, the entire world has already failed. It's over. Everything is gone. What more harm could you do? Now, pull yourself together and do your job. Make something happen. It sounds to me like the project has never made it this far. We, the other us's, is it us's?
Us's sounds right, yeah.
The other us's never made it here, which means the computer has never seen any of this before.
Right.
So, this choice is yours. No other Armstrong has ever made this choice before.
Which means this trial could be a no-win situation. It could be flawed, but because it's the first time we've ever made it this far, nobody knows. Shit.
It's coming from behind us.
Great. We're surrounded.
Should we risk it? Try to break through them?
No, wait.
What? Armstrong, we need to get out of here.
You said that no other version of me has ever had to make these decisions before, right?
Yes, I said that. Now let's leave so you can keep making them.
We can't leave while all these spiders are blocking both ends of the corridor. We have to think differently. The computer can assume our actions but has no previous data to actually predict them, right?
Yeah, not sure how that helps us now.
What if we did something really dramatic? Something you wouldn't expect?
Such as?
This.
Is that?
It's the electromagnetic thing that Vess made. I found it in his lab.
What are you doing with it?
I'm going to set it here. And I'm going to push this button.
Access Project Nova Log. New entry. Project Nova is an Evil Kitten production. All episodes of Project Nova are written and edited by me, Aaron Sarka. The Project Nova intro theme was written by Aaron Sarka. All other music is provided by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. Armstrong is voiced by Sarah Sarka. Vespucci is voiced by T.J. Anderson. Eberhardt is voiced by Rachel Craig. Batuta is voiced by John Pennick. The computer is voiced by Aaron Sarka. If you're a fan of this show, why not check out some of the other great Evil Kitten productions? You can find all of these shows at our website, evilkittenproductions.com. Also, it would make us incredibly happy if you could take the time to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you want to support Project Nova and all of the other great Evil Kitten productions, become a patron at patreon.com/evilkittenproductions. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/projectnovapod. On Twitter, we are at Project Nova Pod. And you can find us on Instagram at, you guessed it, Project Nova Pod. Thank you for lending us your ears, and hang in there. We'll be back in 1 week.